Test folder 6. Exercise 1. You will hear part of a lecture about sharks. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
It isn't easy for scientists to study sharks in their natural habitat. There's very little that can limit the movement of these fish, and their streamlined bodies are designed to carry them on wide-ranging journeys each day. Scientists, on the other hand, are able to spend only a few hours at a time in the water and are restricted to relatively short distances. Divers, too, are incapable of the rapid, deep dives that come naturally to sharks. As a result, the information we can gain about the behaviour of sharks is usually limited to brief moments in their daily lives. Sharks' activities are often closely tied to their feeding routine. Some species spend daylight hours not far offshore and move in closer to land after dark, presumably to feed. Contrary to popular myths, sharks don't feed on everything that crosses their path. They're carnivores, and different species have different diets, ranging from small shrimps and crabs to dolphins. Sharks are found in various groupings. For example, the species that live on tropical reefs are often observed swimming together in small groups, apparently engaged in hunting or social activities. But at other times, these same species are seen as solitary individuals in search of food. Many social interactions are observed within groups of sharks. When they're feeding on dead whales, for example, large white sharks will often aggressively chase away or bite smaller individuals of the same species and will eat most of the food themselves. Dominance hierarchies between species are also common over access to food. Reef white-tip sharks, for instance, are forced to take second place to silver-tip sharks. Perhaps the most spectacular and well-documented social behaviour by the shark is the readiness for combat displayed by the grey reef shark of tropical Pacific reefs. When one of these sharks is approached rapidly by a diver or cornered against the reef, it exhibits a threatening display which increases in intensity as it becomes more agitated. If the shark is pressed further, it will probably attack. This display seems to be unrelated to defence of any specific territory, so it may represent a defence of personal space or a warning to a potential predator.